Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you, depending on the time of day that you are listening to this program. This is LSEC Publishing Radio, and I'm your host, Teresa Banks, here in the windy city of Chicago. And no doubt you have been hearing about the crazy weather that we have been having here in the Chicagoland area, actually across the Midwest. We have been hit with snowstorms and cold. And today, when I rose from bed, turned on the news, I learned that it was 2 degrees outside. Now, this isn't even counting whatever the wind chill factor is. It is 2 degrees. And, of course, I'm like the typical Chicagoan, one who says, you know, come on, summer, we need you to get here quick. But, of course, I'm sure there are other Chicagoans saying by now that, you know, I wouldn't mind a nice little warm vacation somewhere. But at any rate, it is cold here. It is windy. And it is still pretty good-sized amount of snow on the ground. So hopefully summer will be here fast. I'm not even thinking about spring. I want to race on to summer at this point. But enough about how cold and nasty our weather is. I hope that this broadcast finds all of you doing well and in the best of spirits, and your new year here of 2011 going well. What I would like to continue talking about today is weight loss tips, and I started this a few weeks ago. This is now segment number 3. Segment 1, I discussed unhealthy eating, and I shared with you my personal story of growing up with all the good cooking of fried foods and frying just about everything that I knew how to put in a pan. And then I turned around with segment 2 and talked to you about eating healthy and healthier choices that you can make, anywhere from eating vegetables to grilling your food. And today's segment is about fluid intake, and not just water, but other types of drinks that we put into our body and the way that it can work for us. So before I get started with that subject matter, I have to roll out my little typical disclaimer, right? So I have to tell you, you know, I don't have any degrees or certifications as far as the medical field is concerned. I am just offering you up advice and suggestions that I have been learning through a program that I have been doing through my full-time job at work. And the purpose of the program is to learn how to live at a healthier weight. And it's really been great. As I said last time, I've lost 11 pounds. I need to hop on the scale to see if that number has changed. So I'm really excited that the program is currently working, and I thought, you know, during the next couple of weeks, I would share tips and suggestions that I've been learning with the whole set. It'll help you as well. So with that said, I'm not a doctor, not a nurse, no medical background and all of that, just the person who's sharing. With that information out there, I want to remind you to go off to one website in particular that's really been beneficial as far as helping a person learn what to eat and what to drink. And that website is called mypyramid.gov. And it not only gives you the typical food pyramid, but it tells you the new guidelines that are suggested for men as well as women. And you can actually create a My Pyramid worksheet, and that's what I use now on a daily basis. I've been using it for several months at this point. And within the worksheet, it outlines the foods you should be eating, as well as the drinks and the type of exercise activity that you should be maintaining. So certainly check out mypyramid.gov, create your worksheet, and learn about different foods and drinks that your body should be taking in. Now, let's continue on with our discussion then in regards to fluid intake. And when we think about it, fluids in general, and this is actually noted within the workbook for the program that I'm using, fluids in general help us to regulate our body temperature. We don't want to become too hot. And so in drinking these cool drinks, it helps keep our temperature at the level that it should be. Certainly in regards to wastes and toxins, the fluids that we take in help us remove the nastiness that's within our body. And, you know, we have a lot of wastes that are in the air, a lot of bad toxins that are in the air and in the foods that we eat. We never know sometimes with all that we're eating between the greasy foods and the substances that are in them, what's really going in our body and what it's doing to our body. And we want our skin to be clear. We want our bodies to be healthy, and certainly the type of fluids we take in can help us do that. Now, we think of lubricating our organs as well as our joints. Our fluids help us do that, and they also help with digestion and preventing dehydration. So fluid intake is truly important and something that we should take a seriousness in as much as we do with the type of food and the amount of food that goes into our body. Now, believe it or not, and I was kind of shocked to find out this information, that when it comes to water, the dosage has actually been increased. I mean, the amount used to be about 8 glasses of water, and would you believe now it's suggested that women take in at least 9 glasses of water and that men take in 12 to 13 glasses of water. And I don't know if you're like me or not, but I was already having a challenging time taking in the 8. And, you know, I don't know if you're like me where it just feels like you're constantly racing off to the bathroom. You know, we're trying to take in so much water. But that is the recommendation these days, 9 glasses for women, 12 to 13 for men, and water in itself is the recommended drink of the type of fluid that we should have each day. And, of course, all of us need fluid. We cannot live without water, especially. And I highly recommend that you try to get those dosages in. At least I'm still trying myself. I'm not going to tell you I've mastered it, but I'm still trying. And the booklet that I have gives a lot of great suggestions on how one can be creative in making sure that they get their water in. And it starts by talking about what we put in our water, that we can add little treats to it, if you will, like different slices of fruit. Like you could have lemon inside of your water or lime or orange, a slice of orange, for example. And I know with my body, I am allergic to citric-type fruits. And so I'm a little challenged, obviously, in having those things. I can have a little bit, but not too much. So I have to be careful. But you could certainly give that a try. And I know of some people that keep jugs of water, big bottles of water, containers of water in their fridge, and they'll put lemon or lime in it. And supposedly I've heard that if you put lemon in it, that drinking lemon water can actually help you with your weight loss. So give it a try and let me know. Give me some feedback on if it's working for you and taking in a lot more water and how your body feels overall. Now, the book also suggests to use various water bottles, different sizes, and having them all over the place. I know I keep them in the car. I have them at work, and I also have them all over the house. And I fill them up first thing in the morning so that as I'm doing various activities around the house, I can just pick them up. They're already filled up and ready to go. And, of course, I keep them refilled throughout the day as well. So think about having water bottles that you could carry around and have placed throughout the day for you to easily grab and pick up. And then establish some type of routine. I mean, for example, if you are having a meal, you could say to yourself that at the end of each meal or as you're having that meal during the course of it, that you could take in 1 to 2 glasses of water right there. And before you know it, just with your meals alone, you will have had about 6 to 8 glasses of water. But, of course, the key thing is to make sure that we get our water in. I mean, whether or not you are doing it while reading or watching television, or maybe like now, in my case of hosting a show. Give me 2 seconds here. Ah, delicious. I just had a quick sip of water. Whether you're hosting a show on the radio, get your water in and make sure that you do it often so that all of the different general reasons that I just gave a few minutes ago will unfold for you in regards to keeping your body well hydrated and your joints moving the way that they should. Now, as I said, water is the recommended fluid that we're supposed to have, but of course there are a number of other fluids that we certainly have the option of drinking. And I know today, for example, as soon as I woke up, I swear to you, water was not on my mind. I was thinking, I need a hot drink, like maybe some hot chocolate or some coffee. And honey, I love me some coffee. And I'm not the type, though, that drinks it all day long, like 3 and 4 cups of coffee all day long, but I love a good flavored cup of coffee. But when you think about those two drinks in themselves, having some hot chocolate and the type of sugar that could be loaded in that hot chocolate, or having some coffee and what we put inside of the coffee, it's not the drink itself that's so bad, but what we put in it, all the cream and the sugar sometimes that can overdo it for us. And I'm one, for example, that loves to go to Starbucks. And, you know, when you go to Starbucks, you could have their regular coffee or you may have a flavored drink in mind. And my favorite is the Grande Hazelnut Mocha with the whipped cream on it, of course. And so when you think about it, you know, the sugar they're putting in there and the whole milk and the whipped cream, I mean, when you have finished off that nice cup of Starbucks, you've actually had a meal. You've had the equivalent in calories of a meal. So you really have to be careful then if you are one who loves hot chocolate or you love coffee that you consider sugar-free hot chocolate, or you consider decaf coffee, or if you drink regular coffee, that you start weaning yourself off of all of the different things that you put in it. I know, for example, if I do have my coffee now, I'll have my 2% or my low-fat milk in it, and I don't add any sugar to it. And if I do want to treat myself to a Starbucks, instead of having that grande, sometimes I'll have a tall. And sometimes I'll have it without the whipped cream. And if you hear that little sarcasm in my voice, it's because I hate it that way. But, you know, I'll do it because I want my body to stay healthy. And it's really important what we put inside of our bodies. So make sure that you are careful then with the way that you drink your hot chocolate and your coffee. And then the next culprit that can sometimes do damage to our bodies as far as the fluids we drink can be soda, or depending on the region of the country you may live in, you may call it pop. I remember being in, I want to say it was New York, and going up to the counter after ordering some food at a restaurant, fast food type restaurant. And I said, you know, let me get a pop with that. You know, and I was trying to think of what brand. And the gentleman was so confused, you know, and I realized that where I was, and again, I think it was New York, that they called it soda. And in the Chicagoland area, we call it a pop. So it was just kind of funny, you know, and I was just glad he didn't, like, sock me in my face, thinking that I wanted, like, a pop in the face or something. But I have truly digressed here. In regards to soda and pop, as we know, it's loaded with tons of sugar. And we hear so many different weight loss programs, especially if you ever watch The Biggest Loser, talk about this all the time. And they are talking with the contestants, and they try to show them that the amount of calories and the amount of sugar that they've had in the pop alone has put them in the bigger weight size range that they're in. So really, think about pop almost like a dessert, as if it's like a treat. I remember my grandmother saying that once, that pop is like a treat. It's not something that we should be drinking as often as water. So really be careful with the amount of pop that you take in, and if you must have it, you feel you must have it, try a diet pop or cut back on having so much of it, because again, it's really not good for you. And anytime you take it, just say to yourself, well, maybe I'll reduce my size. Instead of having like a super size or extra large, I'll have a small, or I'll pour some in a glass and drink the rest later. But really start cutting back on the amount of soda or pop, as you may call it, that you have, and you really be surprised on some weight falling off of you just from doing that. Now, a couple of other drinks I want to talk about, two more in particular, milk and alcohol. Now, first off, in regards to milk, I mean, we think about our postures and we think about our bones and our teeth and the calcium that we need to get in on a daily basis. We want to make sure that we're getting enough milk in. And I know the regular milk that we drink tastes so good, but you really want to put yourself in a position where you're having low-fat milk of some kind, whether it be 1% or 2% or fat-free milk. And I'm the type of person where I tried the 1%, and it just tastes like I'm drinking water. So I've discovered that 2% is pretty much as low as I can go, where I still feel like I'm even drinking something in the milk family. You may be one who can do the low-fat or the 1%. Give it a try and see if you can drink it. But you certainly want to make sure that you get in your milk intake. And again, my milk percent of choice is 2%. And what I love to do is look at my mypyramid.gov worksheet. And within it, for my body type, based on the information that I keyed in to produce the worksheet, it said that I need a minimum of 3 cups of milk each day. And so I certainly get that in, if not a little bit more, on a regular basis. Because if nothing else, as I get older, I want my bones to be able to carry me. I want to feel healthy, and I want to feel strong. So you too as well, make sure that you are drinking your milk, just like you did when you were a kid. Maybe you were kind of kicking and screaming, though, and drinking it. But make sure that you get it in, and not with the squirts of the chocolate Hershey syrup. Without the syrup in it, make sure that you're getting in your milk. Now, the last item of the realm of fluids that I wanted to discuss is alcohol. You know, we don't think about it sometimes. I mean, we may like our little cocktails, our little wines and our beers, but, you know, once you start doing the research, you discover that alcohol is very high in calories, and so you really want to watch how much you're taking in. I mean, if you look at beer, for example, and certain types of wines, they are extremely high in calories, where, again, with a couple of them down or 3 or 4 of them down in your stomach, I mean, you start feeling like you've had a meal. I mean, not to mention being tipsy, right? That's a whole other story. But you feel like you've had a meal because you have been drinking your calories, as they say, instead of having them through the course of some type of healthy meal. So make sure that you're limiting yourself in the amount of beer that you're having and wine and anything that's alcoholic, so that you are watching those calories. Maybe consider just having them on special occasions or during certain events that happen in your life. I know at the start of every new year, whenever that clock ticks over to midnight and we kick off a brand new year, that's when I take my little sip of champagne, and that's it pretty much for me for the whole year. So I'm not one who's really into alcohol at all. That'll be my little sip, And if I have something else for any time other throughout the year, it's because there's some kind of event, like I'm at someone's wedding or, you know, somebody's doing a toast for something or whatever, and I'll just take a quick sip. So I, again, suggest to you that you take that same approach, that you start saying to yourself, you know, I'm not going to rely on having this beer every night or this wine, you know, every afternoon or with dinner or whatever, that I am going to really do it sparingly because I'm going to think about the amount of calories that I am really taking in by doing so. So I want to thank all of you for listening to today's segment. This has been Weight Loss Tips Part 3. And Part 4 has already been scheduled. I hope that you will tune in to it. It's scheduled for February the 17th at 11 o'clock in the morning, and that is Central Time. And with Part 4, I will be talking about exercise. And then soon after Part 4, I will schedule Part 5. It's not scheduled, that particular segment, right now, but it'll be on the subject matter of staying motivated. And I'm just kind of wondering in my head already if some of you are exercising some of these tips that you've heard, whether it be through me or through some other means, and how you're doing in keeping your weight regulated and keeping it down so that you feel really great. So drop me an email at mailtobanks@aol.com and let me know. Keep me posted on how things are going with you and whether or not these tips and suggestions are helping, or if you have something to offer up that you'd like me to share with my listeners. And my email address again is mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at aol.com. And then what I'd like you to also do is swing by blogtalkradio.com/Elisek and become a friend of the show so that you know what the segments are that are coming up, and so you're posted on what's happening so you can look back. If it was a day you couldn't listen during the show, but you could circle back and listen later, go over to blogtalkradio.com/Elisek and become a friend. And Elisek is spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. Also, visit my websites. I always love to hear from people through the web. I'm out there on Facebook, and I'm also out there on MySpace. And besides those two, I'm on America Online. Those are the only three that I currently maintain. I was on some of the others, like Tagged and Twitter, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I don't have time to even circle back. I don't have time to even socialize on the social network forums because there's so many and it's so much to maintain. But again, you can certainly reach me on AOL or through the email address that I gave you or through Facebook or MySpace. So I hope that you will drop me a line or two and a message and keep me posted on what's happening with you and what type of programming and shows that you'd love to hear, and I will certainly do my best to bring them to you. Now, before I close today, I have to just drop you a reminder that all four of my book titles are available at Amazon.com. And those titles include Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. And in regards to surviving a layoff, I will actually be doing a presentation tomorrow on February 10th. From noon until 2 o'clock p.m., you're welcome to join me. It'll be at the Wakanda Area Library at 801 North Main Street in Wakanda, Illinois. You can reach the library by dialing 847-526-6225 if you need directions or information. And again, I'll be there from noon until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I hope to see you there. Now, with all of that said, my friends, I hope that this message again finds you doing well and enjoying every special day of life. This upcoming Monday, February the 14th, is Valentine's Day, so I hope that you get a special card or a heart-shaped box of candy or something, or you get taken out to dinner, or that you do something special for someone in your life. And, of course, I have to say a side note that if you do get that chocolate box of candy. You know, we're talking about weight loss tips here, that you not munch up and eat up all of the chocolate candy. Just have one or two little pieces and put the rest away and enjoy that candy for the whole week, if not the next couple of weeks, and share it with a few people. You could take a couple pieces out, maybe put it in some aluminum foil, and share it with other family members and friends or even coworkers. And, you know, what I've seen some people do, too, is they'll get the whole box. They'll take out just a couple of pieces for themselves, and then they'll place the rest of the box out for coworkers to enjoy. So, again, it's all about trying to stay healthy because, you know, it's pretty cool to get older and to live a long, healthy life if you're able to do so. But it's kind of ugly to get older, and the older and older and older you get, the more medications you're piling up, the sicker you feel, and your body is not able to manage well. So the earlier that you start and trying to eat, and as we talked about today, take in good fluid intake of great beverages that will help you out, like water, then the better off you'll be. And one real quick thing I had mentioned earlier in regards to being creative with your water and putting orange slices and things inside of your water. You know, alongside that, there's nothing wrong with also having juices, too, or other beverages that include things like teas. Just, again, be careful with the sugar and be careful with any kind of caffeine that's in the different drinks that you have. So, with all that said, I wish you all the best. And, you know, I miss you when I don't talk to you. I love talking to you guys here on the program, and I love hearing from you. So please keep in touch. Take good care of yourself. And if you are in a cold climate, like the windy city of Chicago, and you're waking up to like 2 to 3 degrees or ice or snow, spring and summer will be here. We just need to hold on. Take care, all. God bless.